This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Taylor Gant. Baseball, basketball, and especially football dominate high school sports in Georgia. Now, there's a new option for students across the state. Competitive gaming is already a big deal on Georgia's college campuses. But in June, the Georgia High School Association announced that schools will be allowed to form esports teams in the upcoming school year. Varsity teams will be able to compete in popular multiplayer games like Overwatch and League of Legends. To learn more about esports and competitive gaming, I'm joined by Georgia State student Brett Doster. He's a coach for the team Vital Point Esports. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How you doing?
Let's talk about Georgia. How do we stack up on the collegiate level when it comes to esports? Like, I know a couple of our schools, Georgia State University, your school, and then Georgia Southern, are part of this collegiate association. How do we stack up when it comes to the rest of the country?
Georgia State is actually top eight in the South every single year. We always make playoffs, at least for the past 2 years. I actually personally believe that schools like Georgia Tech, University of Georgia, Georgia State, because they're so big, we have that opportunity to where we can get good players. Georgia State as a school, four of their five players for their League of Legends team are in the top 1,000 in the country. Georgia Southern, I'm not going to comment on that because they're kind of the rivals of state, so I'm not going to say that they're good, but...
That's fair. Let's talk about esports on the high school level. You know, I mentioned in the opening that that's something that's going to be coming to schools that opt in next year. So do you think starting these competitions at the high school level, what do you think that'll look like, and how will that help grow the concept of esports?
I think it'll get people involved early. I think that high schools as a system, they're too involved in traditional sports. You know, you got your parents and your coaches there that are saying, hey, let's play football, hey, let's play baseball. But esports has the same general kind of environment where it's about communication, leadership, teamwork. And I think that it would help grow those students that sit back because they don't play the sports, but they do play the video games. I think it'll bring them into the limelight. It'll help them feel like they're doing something for their school, and it'll help them kind of interact with what they want to do.
Do you think people are starting to understand why this is getting more popular when you have thousands of people playing on streams and then, you know, millions of people watching them play? Do you think that people are starting to come around to the idea of this being a real, like, commodity?
It's definitely not there yet.
Okay.
It's starting to get there with the integration of the Fortnite, like the Pro AM that they had, where they brought famous people, like famous rappers, favorite artists, famous streamers, and they brought them together, and they brought them in a huge stadium for thousands of people to fill in and thousands more to watch online. I feel like it's starting to be a little bit more understanding. This is for fun. This is for money. People love watching this. People love doing this.
Give us a little bit of an idea of how many people are watching some of these major events.
The North American League of Legends series, also known as the NALCS, it gets about 100 to 150,000 people watching regional play. And then when you get all these other environments from China, Korea, Latin America, places like that, it can get up to 1 million viewers just worldwide.
You know, we've already got several big game studios here in Atlanta. You know, Hi-Rez Studios makes, you know, really popular games like Paladins and Smite. As a gamer based in Georgia, do you feel confident that this is a place where the game can really grow and support a career that you're interested in?
I actually think Atlanta is going to be huge for esports because we have Georgia State that's integrating. Obviously, Georgia Tech and University of Georgia also have leagues of their own for many games other than League and Overwatch. With Hi-Rez coming as it is and growing at their own games like Smite and Paladins, that's that they're obviously able to step in, much like popular game companies in L.A., where you see esports starting to really explode or have exploded.
Right.
Hi-Rez can do that here in Georgia, and I feel like this is a great place for esports to grow and for esports to even call home because Atlanta is just so warm and welcoming to every single type of diversity, culture, orientation, or anything. So I feel like esports should be welcome here just as much as anything else.
I've been speaking with Brett Doster. He's a coach for Vital Point Esports and a student at Georgia State University. Brett, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It was awesome.
The National Association of Collegiate Esports is holding its first annual conference at Georgia State University this week. You're listening to GPB Atlanta.